Welcome to another episode of the Fifth Quarter Podcast. Hayden sadly cannot join us today. I don't know why, but it's just me and Nick for today. Nick, take it away.
The Redskins suck. That's all I have to say.
Oh, yeah, we don't need to talk about the Thursday Nighter.
The Vikings beat the Redskins 19-9. And, I mean, predictable, I guess. Redskins look terrible. Vikings look terrible.
I don't know. The score was a lot lower than I expected. I mean, Kirk Cousins played all right. It was a Thursday night game, and it was exactly what you expect, because the Vikings aren't going to run up the score. They're very conservative.
Yeah, I mean, that's a bad game.
Yeah.
Pretty bleh. All right. The Seattle Seahawks beat the Atlanta Falcons 27-20.
Expected.
Yeah.
Matt Schaub, I think, is one of the only quarterbacks to like have like 300 or 400-something yard games or something like that.
Pathetic.
I might be wrong. But, you know, it didn't really matter.
All 460 yards and one touchdown.
460 yards, one touchdown, one pick. He's just carrying on the spirit of I didn't really watch this game because I have better things to do on a Sunday.
Yeah.
So
I was watching other shitty NFL games.
But yeah, Falcons are now 1-7.
Good.
And I just wonder when Dan Quinn's going to get fired.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't know what Arthur Blank is expecting. Like, does he think the same crew could you know? Because here's the thing, right? You have a defensive-minded head coach. Sure, he lost probably his best defensive player in Keanu Neal. But, you know, I can still see the Eagles winning games in the same exact way where their defense – little secondary's trash, but – I don't know. I really feel like the Falcons, if they like actually were able to put together a team, it should be the Eagles, where it's like really bad secondary except Keanu Neal, and then like a really high scoring offense. But they can't even do that because they have a scrub in Vic Beasley, and like their whole defensive line is.
And they tried to list this man on the trade deadline day, and they got no offers,
which is crazy because he was the sacks leader like 3 years ago.
Yeah, regression. He regressed back to the mean.
But that's an extreme regression, if we're being honest.
Yeah, hey, regression. I mean, the Falcons, they've got to be up there with one of the most disappointing teams. They had some high hopes this year. But Atlanta, yeah. Will Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, as we just saw.
R.I.P. Okay. The Eagles beat the Bills 31-13. Honestly, I didn't know this game was happening until it ended. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, see, I picked the Bills to win this one, and I was completely wrong.
A run-based team into the Eagles usually doesn't end well for the running-based
team.
And
you can't forget, like, I thought Josh Allen might have had a good day because, you know, their secondary is very bad. But then the weather, you know, decided to ramp up, and it got really windy. And you know, the weather was pretty crap in the Northeast over the weekend. So it was a rough game for them. And, you know, you're not going to be able to throw. You're not really going to trust Josh Allen to throw in that kind of win. So it was just an interesting win. Miles Sanders played well and then got injured. So I don't know. There's not much. I think this game is still interesting because I guess, you know, any losses for the Eagles now just puts them
that much more behind.
Yeah, and the Bills, I mean, they're still 5-2. They're still, you know, they still have a chance at an AFC wild card spot. And so, yeah, there's not much that could really be, because.
Yeah.
Like, both teams aren't, like, I think the Eagles are in worse position, but they're what? They're half a game behind the Cowboys. So it's not like it's a lost season for them. And, you know, the Bills are, at the moment, they're a wild card team. So, you know, I think this is a game that the Bills, you know, kind of – this was for me, it was a coin flip, but I guess the Bills just couldn't get it done.
Yeah, I get serious Bears vibes from the Bills. Like, I feel like they're about the same team. They want to be, like, a running-based team. Except the Bills can actually execute it, and the Bears just end up running the ball four times on accident in an entire game, and they have their they're not very good quarterback throw 52 times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Both teams have really good defenses.
I guess
the Bills have a better coach.
I guess you want to just go into that game since we're mentioning the Bears.
Yeah.
So the Bears lose 17-16. They outcharged the Chargers. So you know, I mean, they finally unleashed David Montgomery, 27 for 135 in the touchdown. I mean, if you play fantasy football, you knew that he was a pretty exciting prospect coming up. I have him in two of my leagues, and boy, do I wish he played better. But you know, he's a guy that everybody was excited for. And it just hasn't – it didn't, you know, really get put together. Yeah, until this game. And then
Matt Nagy proved he wasn't an idiot. He does know how to run the ball more than 8 times.
Yeah, and then he proves that he's an idiot. I don't get it.
Matt Nagy's an overrated head coach.
Well, here's the thing, right? No, he's overrated. But here's the thing, right? There's such thing as being a smart head coach, and there's a difference between being a smart head coach and being too smart or thinking you're smarter than everybody.
He's outsmarting himself.
And that's the issue, right? Like, what if you're okay, Nick, let's say what it was, they were the 30 yard line, maybe because it was a 40 yeah, something yarder. Yeah. And then you have 40 seconds left, a timeout. You know, you've had kicking issues since last year. You literally blame kicking. You literally made kicking the scapegoat of your loss. Because it kind of was. I mean, your defense played well, and then Mr. Trubisky kind of played a little better in the second half. But over the offseason, all we heard Bears need a kicker. Well, no, in the second half of that Bears of the Eagles game last year. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're
yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right.
In the Eagles game, he played all right that second half. If he played the first half, they wouldn't, you know, have to worry about kicking issues. But basically, this is a team that all season told us about kicking. And, like, okay.
Should have heard Kareem Hunt.
Your kicker's been all right this year. Oh, man. But your kicker's been all right this year, right? And you finally, you know, you don't want to put in – and to be honest, you're in 40 seconds left, right? You try to drain clock a little, but you also try to put yourself your kicker in a better position. I don't know any head coach in the NFL that would say, yeah, we can run a 40 – we can do a 40-yarder. I mean, I trust my kicker. But you know what's better?
I've seen teams in this situation, like – this is going to be the final drive. We've got under a minute left. I've seen teams go the full length of the field and score a touchdown in less time than that. You're telling me you can't just get him 10 yards closer in 40 seconds?
Bro, even – you'll see teams waste a whole play just to get their kickers
– on the right hash.
On the hash that they prefer. So, like, I don't know.
Well, I'd also like to point out Matt Nagy had Eddie Pinheiro kick from the hash he does not prefer in this.
And it's like, bro, like – you have a timeout. You have 40 seconds and a timeout. Run an extra play. You can go get 10 yards. Get 5, 10 yards. Put your kicker in a better position. You tell us about kicker all offseason long, and then you put your kicker in a bad position, and your quarterback's been an issue all year long. And, like, it's just so frustrating because, like, this team should – you know what should happen. You know that scene where it's the hyenas and Scar? At the end of the season, you're going to see Khalil Mack and all those guys, all the defense, pull up on Matt Nagy and say, all right, motherfucker, let's talk. Because that defense is still – look, for all – we can both say that the Bears defense isn't as good as they used to be, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're not as dominant as they were.
They're not as – yeah, but it's that's the elite thing. They're still elite. And it's like your offense is inept, yet your defense is still like top – they're top 10 in everything. They're top 5 in points allowed, and they allowed 30 against the Saints. And so it's just frustrating. Like, I feel like it's very frustrating to be one a Bears fan and a Bears player, just seeing that your quarterback's out here being trash, right? And you don't have any faith in your offense. And then as soon as you, like, put yourself in your team in a good position, you lose, and you manage to outcharge the Chargers. And that's basically what the headline should be. How do you outchargers the Chargers?
The one thing I want to comment about this, like, you saw the Cardinals. They knew they made the wrong draft pick when they were playing with Josh Darnold last year. Or Josh Rosen last year. They dumped him, and they took another quarterback in the first round. How long are you going to have to wait for the Bears to do that with Trubisky? Because he's not good. Well, Trubisky is not a franchise quarterback.
You're either right? you're Can you here's the thing, that? Right? Yeah, he's not. He shouldn't even be a backup. Actually, he probably a backup because
the NFL. He would be an average backup. Him and Chase Daniel, I did not see a decline or an increase in performance when those two were playing.
Which is impressive.
They have the same quarterback.
They're like
good job. You drafted Chase Daniel at the number 3 overall pick.
They're reverse New England from or reverse Eagles from the last few years, where it's like your backup comes in and it's like they don't hold it down. What's the difference? But it's not in a good way. And it's just like, man, at some point you're going to – because here's the thing, right? Sophomore slumps exist. Dak had one. Dak's sophomore slump wasn't too bad. It's just that Zeke got suspended. But sophomore slumps exist. He's in his third year. This isn't his first year in Matt Nagy's system. And it's just like, oh, well, the O-line. It's like, okay, I've seen – Kyler Murray's running behind turnstiles. And yet they could move the ball. And it's just like, man, if you're such an offensive guru, you should be able – I don't even get it because Mitchell Trubisky wasn't even – he wasn't great last year, but he wasn't this.
Oh, damn.
And it's just like at some point –
I need to make a separate comment right now. I'm watching the Jazz game, and Doc Rivers is getting into a verbal fight with a fan. My only thought is, which fan yelled the N-word at him?
Oh, man. Are they playing in
Utah?
Oh, bro. Well, yeah, we've talked enough about the Bears and Chargers.
I mean, nah, to me, the Bears need to move on from Mitchell Trubisky.
The thing is that they're not
going to move on. And they won't. They won't. I think they're too prideful.
They won't. Here's the two issues, right? They won't, and they've already given up draft picks to give Khalil Mack.
Dude, I'm pretty sure they don't have a first rounder for the next 2 years.
Why don't you just go for Nick Foles? Just take a shot at Nick Foles.
Nick Foles? Teddy Bridgewater's available.
They're probably going to get him in the offseason. Teddy is probably going to he's probably going to get...
If I were Teddy, I wouldn't want to leave. I'd say, like, damn, Drew Brees getting old as hell. I'm just going to chill.
I think that if the Saints make the Super Bowl this year, I think he's done. I don't know how much Drew Brees really...
Oh, totally. If he wins the Super Bowl, he's going to go out.
I think it just depends how this offseason goes, because Teddy Bridgewater, I mean... You know, you could be a solid backup and a game manager, and he was in between a good quarterback and solid game manager. Like, it wasn't that like your team wasn't. He helped your team a lot. He put up some solid performances, and I mean, he has talented offense around him. And you know, it seems like whatever running back we can talk about the Saints. Whatever running back they plug into that offense literally is successful. Latavius Murray's been looking like a beast. Same with Mark Ingram. He looked good. Last year, whenever he was in that offense. And it's just like, Sean Payton's pretty good with running backs in there. And I mean, they played the Cardinals pretty well. And the Cardinals really couldn't do much on offense. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that as, you know, the Cardinals go, they'll probably. I just still wonder if Cliff Kingsbury's a good coach or not, because. They played.
It's gonna take time. Excuse me. Like we still might not know by the end of next season. We're just gonna have to see.
I think we could trust Kyler. It's just more, if you put him around. I think that the Cardinals they have solid offensive pieces with Johnson, and even Chase Edmonds is not bad, and Christian Kirk, but they need to find. Hey man, Andy Isabella someday.
Oh boy, break someday. Up the dynasty leagues
someday. But yeah, Drew Brees looked pretty. I mean, this is. I think that I was okay. I thought that Drew Brees could have sat this one out. He didn't need to. This is a game that I think, regardless of Bridgewater or Drew Brees, was going to be a blowout just because that Saints defense is so good. And I mean, I guess it's just good to see that Drew Brees played well. And this is a good get right game for him. So usually you just want your players to. I think that coming back from injury, you get the Arizona defense. It's like, yeah, sure, go in. And just because even if you're rusty, you're not gonna, there's not much that's coming at you. So, let's see. Rams, Bengals, 24-10.
I mean, there's not much to say. The Rams are a way better team.
Other than Andy Dalton getting benched on his birthday.
God, that had to have been unintentional, right? They didn't look at the calendar like, all right, it's Andy's birthday. Fucking bench his ass now.
I mean, I think that
you gotta ruin this motherfucker's week.
I think that it's, I mean, I don't know. I don't think you don't know it's his birthday, but I also think that you, like, don't care about it. Like, it's like, okay, it's It's like, yeah, it's your birthday. Sorry, my bad. And, you know, the NFL is a cruel sport.
Yeah, would you like us to bench you tomorrow instead?
Yeah, it's like, you're going to get benched regardless, bro. Ryan Finley's getting in here. There's no difference.
I was hoping we could see Jeff O'Driscoll this year, but...
Yeah.
Nope,
yeah.
Not this time. The damn Cooper... O'Driscolls.
Yep. But, you know what? Cooper Kupp went off.
Like always.
7 for 220 and a touchdown. He's absolutely crazy. He's up there for yard. I mean, he tore his ACL, I think.
Well, you can't really say comeback player of the year because he played most of the year. Right?
I still think he's comeback player of the year.
I can't think of another player who missed most of last season.
He's just playing really well. And it's, you know, he's second in yards and receiving yards, and it's just. He's been playing really well. It's impressive.
Yeah.
I think it's nice to see. There's not much to say there other than just the Bengals aren't good, and now they're moving on from Andy Dalton. Red Rifle, no more. The Titans beat the Buccaneers 27-23.
The Ryan Tannehill breakout season continues.
I thought that this would be a good Jameis game. It wasn't.
Spoiler alert.
What were you going to say?
Nothing. Spoiler alert. It was not a good game for Jameis Winston.
You know, Jameis Winston in Chicago, I think they'd be a lot better of a team. I think.
If you plugged in Marcus Mariota into Chicago, they might be better.
For a stretch, he had gone. He was the only quarterback without a turnover. But, yeah, man. Jameis, they're going to move on from Jameis this year. Because they come back, and I think he throws a game-losing pick or something like that.
Yeah, I think he did, or a fumble.
A game-losing turnover, and they're losing, and it's Jameis making some mistakes.
At this rate, Jameis Winston might set the turnover record for QB. In 2 weeks, he's had 9.
Imagine beating Eli Manning, bro. I'd just like to say that the Titans are a game and a half back of the Colts for the second.
I was going to bring it up. The AFC wild card race is going to be a damn mess.
It's the opposite of the NFC, where the NFC has so many good teams and the AFC just has... Ew. I love it because Stugatz from the Dan Lebensart show always says death, taxes, and the Titans are playing for a playoff spot in week 17. And I forgot that the Colts played them in primetime in week 17 last year. I forgot that happened, and it's just like they're always going to exist. And at some point, I don't know. That division's weird. It's a confusing division, including with, you know, the Colts winning 15-13 and almost losing to the Broncos. Adam Vinatieri had a horrible game. And
Adam Vinatieri should have retired last year.
It's time to take him out to the pasture. You know, old Yeller him, take him to the glue factory. Send him to the glue factory.
Lenny, look at the flowers, Lenny.
Oh, my God. I forgot. I don't remember that, though. I don't remember the quote, but of Mice and Men. You're a sophomore.
Look at the flowers, Lenny.
But, dude, like, you know, there's two parts, right? So Adam Vinatieri, clutch. Kudos to him. Adam Vinatieri basically was going to lose his team this game.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, there's duality. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Oh, my gosh. Did Rendon just – no, I thought – oh.
Ew, baseball. Get out of here. Baseball's not even a real sport.
I don't blame you, man. People like NASCAR.
Not a real sport either, but let's not get into that.
But, yeah. And I think the funniest part is Joe Flacco comes out, criticizes the Broncos, saying, you know, we're up. It's a two-minute drill. I think – I don't want – we could go for a field goal, but here we are playing conservative. It's like Joe Flacco, bro.
Vic Fangio is just in the corner staring at him.
Like, bro, oh, really? If Joe Flacco
– injured reserve with a disc injury, buddy.
If John Elway came to me and said, hey, Vic, hey, bro, look, I think we got it this year. I think we got a chance. I got a real good guy coming in. It's like, oh, yeah, sure. John, come talk to me. What's up? I think we got to bring in Joe Flacco. I quit. I do the Bill Belichick from the Jets resign right there. Nah, we're good. Nah, I'll go back to Chicago. They need me again. I don't understand. And he complains. He's like, you know, we're not aggressive enough. It's like, no shit, Joe Flacco, because you're Joe Flacco.
Yeah, it's not like the playbook isn't open. You're Joe Flacco.
You have the pocket awareness of a person in a in a nursing home. Like, you're not good. And it's I think they're moving on to Brandon Allen, I want to say, right?
That's what I want to get into. I understand the premise of he's still a young quarterback. What we want to do is we want to draft and develop him. First off, if you're one of these trash organizations, you're not developing anything but a headache in a few years.
You can't develop because you don't have pieces around them.
Why? Okay, I get it. You want to have Drew Lock, you know, sit for a year, maybe two, learn from Joe Flacco about like 5-yard checkdowns and handoffs, whatever. But now that you're not playing Joe Flacco, you're telling me this kid is so unprepared, you're starting undrafted rookie Brandon Allen over him. They're both rookies. You just drafted one of them. The other one's undrafted. This goes to the Redskins, too. You're telling me Dwayne Haskins is so not ready to play, you're going to play Colt McCoy instead.
I was going to say, I don't know. I think that that situation is a little different than the Denver one for me. But I just think that, one, John Elway and Adam Gase are both literally living off of Peyton Manning.
Yeah. The Peyton Manning's lifeblood.
Yeah. And, you know, don't get me wrong. Anybody could – if you gave me Peyton Manning, I'd just be like, hey, bro, you do that thing where you go up the line and just make audibles? Do that.
You know that Omaha thing you do? Go do that for me.
Do that. Throw in a couple other cities. I think teams are catching on to Omaha. And it's just like, hey, Peyton, just, you know, throw it. To who? I don't know. If I was an OC, I'd come up with like NCAA plays, and I'd be like, "All right, let's run this HB dive." But yeah, I mean, you know, I think that the Joe Flacco thing is kind of funny, just because I'm like, "All right, I get it, you're frustrated," but I'm like, "Eh, you're also Joe Flacco," so
yeah, it's to injured like reserve with you. I'd also like to point out the Phoenix Suns are beating Golden State 43-14.
No way.
Yo, that is a score.
Here's my thing, right?
From the year 2019.
When I saw that that was a game tonight, I was like, all right.
Phoenix Suns is about to go 5-1.
Devin Booker's about to cook. Here's the thing. The Golden State Warriors have no defense, and it's really funny to see that because for years, Clay was thought of as a second fiddle. I'm like, nope. Steph's success correlates with Clay's a lot because – one absolutely does nothing on defense, and the other one does. But back to football. But yeah, the
Broncos. Finally, I knew 10 number one picks would get Phoenix to a winning record. I knew it. Kelly Oubre, he is the missing piece.
Ugh. 10 number one picks won't get the Browns anywhere. The Browns lost 27-13 to the New England Patriots in a really disgusting weather game.
Nice segue. And
thank you. But man, the Browns are 2-5 and it is a mess. Today Baker walked out of a press conference upset. Yeah,
ring the alarm bells. We're at DEFCON 3 here. The Browns are going under.
It is ugly. And look, to be fair, they had a really tough schedule, right? You open up you get past the Jets. And it's like the Rams, Ravens, 49ers, Seahawks, and Patriots. Those are all, you know, playoff teams. 49ers weren't last year, but I think that, you know, with they're looking like a playoff team right now. And it's just like, man, you know, for all the hype, and I get it, man. Browns fans are probably upset, and they're like, you know, we're the Browns. Y'all are making fun of us, and it's just unfair. It's like, no. Here's the thing, right? And I get it. As a Patriots fan, I've been told I kill the hype because I'm like, oh, you're good, not really, because I'm a Patriots fan. Here's the thing, right? Your quarterback talks shit about other players. Your quarterback talks shit about Hugh Jackson. You have the same exact record right now as you did when you fired Hugh Jackson. Actually, I think you had a tie. You might have a better record last year than you did this year. And it's just like, you know what? Tough schedule, Freddie Kitchens, first-year head coach. But you talk all that smack.
I mean, they were just so overhyped coming into the season.
Yeah, and part of me, when we did our first episode, I'm like, I want to put them in the playoffs because, you know, I want to believe the hype.
I gave them 8-8, 6 seed just out of, you know, like.
And, okay, I mean, the easier part of the schedule is coming up. I mean, it's what, Broncos? But I could see them losing in Denver. I think the Bills will beat them. And then you have Steelers, Dolphins, and Steelers, and Bengals, and Cardinals. So you have, like, a nice five-game stretch. But then it's, you know, the Ravens, and then that game will be pivotal. And I'm just wondering how the Ravens lost to them. But to me, I think probably the most interesting thing was, one, I think that the Patriots are iffy for this week, kind of, because Nick Chubb was playing really well. And I think one play truly summarizes this Patriots defense in a way. When Nick Chubb ran through all of them and then is loose going for a touchdown, and I don't know who it was, but he punches the ball out, and it's like, man, the Patriots really aren't trying to allow touchdowns this year. And it's just impressive. But I think that, you know, it'll be interesting with Lamar and them coming up because they're a big running team. And I think that Nick Chubb was – I mean, they were running the ball pretty effectively. Nick Chubb ran for four – I mean,
Nick Chubb is the only bright spot. 6.6 yards.
On this team. It is. He is. And I think that they're just going to have to run their offense. Literally, I think Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt are going to have to carry this offense. And as and I get it. You know what? Kareem Hunt, he did what he did. I have my opinions on, you know, the morals of him being picked up. If you're the Cleveland Browns, ignore everybody. They're literally your two best players, and you have to find a way to go to Odell the ball. Is Baker? Do we even know if Baker's a good quarterback? I'm now over exaggerating, but I don't think Baker's the hyped up player that we all thought was, and that we all thought he was. And it's just, you know, because even he's been pretty ineffective this year, and I think in his division, we could see another ineffective. I mean, kind of, not ineffective, but another struggling quarterback. Yeah, he makes plays, which is Lamar Jackson, and it's like, you know, it's just weird how this team's struggling a lot. Their O-line's not good, and they're gonna have to run the ball a lot. But it's like we expected much more from Baker, and he was hyped up this year, and he can be pissed all he wants. But you bring this attention to yourself, and if you can be frustrated all you want, but at the end of the day, you got up. Show up, and it's just the Browns haven't showed up.
I mean, yeah, the classic case of overhyping.
Mm-hmm.
Happens to the best of us.
It does. Never forget that. You remember the Eagles dream team from a few years ago?
Oh God, yeah, the Chip Kelly, Riley Cooper. We're gonna shoot. We're the run and gun.
Yeah, and I think they missed the playoffs that year. They I want to say they like
went they missed
like
the playoffs and fired Chip Kelly.
Let's see. The Lions beat the Giants. Danny Dimes looked like Danny Dimes again.
I mean, they still lost
20-41, 322 into four touchdowns. I'm still of the
ilk
of the. I'm still of the crew that believes that the Lions should have a lot better of a record than they do.
Well, they're the Lions. That's like that's their franchise.
They're always supposed to
be better than what they currently
are. Yeah, yeah. You wasted all of you know, Calvin Johnson's good years. And same with Barry Sanders. But I think they're two games behind behind the Vikings for a wild card spot, and who knows. Yeah, there's not much I got from this game. And the Giants got Leonard Williams. First trade in Jets history where they first time in history where the Jets and Giants have made a trade. Also, A.J. Green was in I'm just trying to think of trades that happened. A.J. Green wasn't traded.
This trade deadline was full of a bunch of duds. Jamal Adams did not get traded. Le'Veon Bell did not get traded. Chris Harris did not get traded.
Let's talk about them.
Anderson did not get traded. First, the Jets just teasing everybody.
But here's the thing. The Jets have teased us all year long. I thought that they'd be a lot better of an offense because I thought that Darnold looked pretty good last year at the end of the season, and he was playing well. You add Le'Veon Bell, and here we are at them losing 29-15.
Yep.
And Sam Darnold continues seeing ghosts. 21 for 30, 218 yards, two touchdowns, three sacks, or three interceptions and eight sacks. I mean, a fumble. And it's just like, Adam Gase, you're trash. Sam Darnold, you're not good. And Le'Veon Bell, you got a really big contract. You got what you're asking for. Please, please ask for a trade. It's too late by now, but you're too talented to be suffering behind that team.
He held out for that 75% of Bohan Bogdanovich's money.
You know, you could say that Le'Veon Bell hasn't played well this year. And I'm
I don't think you can. He's playing behind like a D2 Arkansas college and state offensive line.
He's playing for an inept coach. like I said earlier, Adam Gase is literally has a job because, you know, he had Peyton Manning. And it's just, and also I think that NFL coaches, it something needs to be done because there are some coaches that are that don't really deserve the jobs they have. But yeah, I just, I don't know, man. That team has some talent. Jamison Crowder isn't a bad player. Robbie Anderson, how do you want to trade your team's only deep threat?
Your only receiving threat. Just there we go.
Yeah, go. We don't need you. Jamal Adams, when he.
I get leader of this Adam, defense.
He said something weird. He said something that was like, the Patriots would never trade Tom Brady. He said something like that. He's like, oh, you don't see the Rams trading Aaron Donald. I'm like, hold up. You're not as good as them, but you're very, very good. I see your argument. Just more the, you know, because Brady was almost gone. But Jamal Adams is a very good player. I don't know what they're trying to do. I don't know what the Jets are trying to do. Like, they burned bridges. You have three players now that walk into to the building today or the facility, and they're just like, yo.
They feel like they're not wanted.
Why are you trying to send? Yeah, like, we're not wanted. Like, Jamal Adams wants to stay be a Jet, but damn, if he was going to be traded to the Cowboys, ship him off. I'd much rather be a Cowboy than a Jet.
Yeah.
Because at least one of my teams, I'm one, leaving the division,
hey,
two.
Oh, you're a good player who wants to be here? Be gone. Get out. We have no want for your kind here.
And here's the issue, man. Like, and same with the Redskins not trading Trent Williams. It's like, bad teams stay bad teams for a reason. Like, you keep the same GMs that aren't, you know, running your right. You can get, you know how many teams want Trent Williams on their team? They need O-line help. New England was offering for Trent Williams. And it's like, just find trades. Get your team better. Look at the Dolphins.
Yeah,
I mean, the Dolphins have had a really bad rebuild, but they're getting picks. Look at the Raiders. For all that we made fun of them, they got Josh Jacobs, who's looked really good this year.
Yeah, like, potential rookie of the year.
Yeah, and it's just like, bad teams stay bad teams for a reason. And I just don't understand how the Jets or the Bengals, how some of these teams just keep, like, I understand how they're still trash, and it's just impressive. It truly is impressive.
Before we move on to the final few games of the week, every time I hear somebody talk about Sam Darnold seeing ghosts, I just think of that kid from The Sixth Sense.
I see dead people.
I just think of that.
And the best part was, I think the Jags mascot was covered by, like,
he had like a bed sheet over his head.
Yeah.
Which could have been true for something else, but we won't get into that.
Oh my gosh.
The Panthers and 49ers. Yeah. The 49ers walloped Kyle Allen. Jesus fuck.
51-13, bro. And it's
and people wanted Kyle Allen. Like, there were people out there actually arguing for Kyle Allen to keep the job even when Cam Newton was healthy because they were winning.
And here's my thing, right? People are like, well, he went against a really good defense. And I'm just like, I get that. But that's what happens when you play good defenses. He's going to have to – the Panthers haven't played the Saints yet.
Nope. They got two more.
They got two more. And it's just like, I don't know who you want to put out there.
The Panthers haven't played very many divisional
games.
They
play the Titans and Packers, who haven't been bad defenses this year. And it's, you know, I'm just wondering, like, I think that if I get that, I think the Panthers don't have to be too urgent about bringing Cam back. You want to make sure he's healthy, because when healthy, he's good. I think you don't bring him back. They're not bringing him back for the Titans game. I think
he'll probably be back for the Packers game.
Yeah, I was going to say, that'd be my bet. You try to win one. I think they can win the Titans game. I think you try to win one of these two. Let Kyle Allen start. Let Cam come back for that Falcons game. Make that his get right game, because that is a beautiful matchup for Cam Newton. If you want to hand it up to Christian McCaffrey, do it. The Falcons aren't going to stop you. You want to throw it? Guess what? The Falcons aren't going to stop you. You want Cam Newton to run the ball and look at Lamar Jackson? Guess what? Deion Jones, none of them are going to stop you. They might get a dirty shot at you because that's what they did last year, but that's it. And I think that, you know, the 49ers might be legit. I think this is the game where I finally got on board.
Yeah,
cause
I might be a believer now.
Yeah, I mean, they don't even need good quarterback. They literally just need Jimmy Garoppolo to just exist and don't mess up. And because you have Tevin Coleman. I think Tevin Coleman touched the ball 13 times and had like four touchdowns.
Yeah, he was out there trying to ruin my fantasy game.
But you have good – I mean, they have really good running backs. Coleman averaged 9.5 yards a carry. Mostert, 6.7. Matt Breida kind of got hurt, but he's, you know, usually a pretty good rusher. And, you know, George Kittle's pretty good. Nick Bosa's a beast. And they just have a lot of really good players on that team. But I still wonder, you know, I think the Rams were probably their best test. I think that Seahawks game is going to be very interesting.
Yeah.
They play the Seahawks, Packers, Ravens, Saints, even the Falcons. So there's many opportunities for that defense to be tested. But I think they're looking really good. Moving on, we talked about Josh Jacobs, really good. But, you know, mainly the Raiders lose to the Texans 27-24. Oakland held the lead, you know, most of this game, but the Texans make a comeback, and just an absolutely amazing play by Deshaun Watson where he gets kicked in the eye, basically, and just manages to throw a touchdown blind. And it's, you know, he's been playing really well this year, and that was kind of a crazy play.
Yeah, I mean, it was impressive. The Raiders keep putting up fights against better teams.
I think Gruden's actually doing it.
Yeah. Maybe he was old. Okay, no coach is worth $100 million guaranteed, but.
Absolutely not. Including, I think it was all guaranteed, isn't it?
It is 100% guaranteed. This man got that $100 million direct deposit.
Ugh. Yo, I'd love to do that. Just scam coaches. What are they going to do? Sue me for fraud? You're the one who hired me. I did what I was supposed to do. And, yeah, I mean, you know, Derek Carr looked. All right, he played solid.
Not great, not bad. Just he looked Derek Carr-esque.
Yeah, but the Raiders, because they put up fights. I guess that's all you could ask for right now as they're building a team. And I mean, you know, they're I think Tyrell Williams just got back, so they've been kind of missing some players. But the Texans lost a big player in J.J. Watt
for the year now. Yep. Torn pectoral muscles.
Yeah, J.J. Watt's had some pretty bad injuries the last few years, so.
Some could say he's soft.
Oh. Mainly Hard Knocks viewers. I never watched back then, but. That's pretty concerning. But their defense hasn't been, you know, the best this year. They're not. And I think they're probably missing Jadeveon Clowney now.
Yeah, the Texans are in there for the first place in the AFC South. I don't know if they'll hold on. I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't. I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
That's well, no, just... they're half a game behind the Colts because they lost.
Yeah, they're still in there though. They're still in competition.
Yeah. So there's that. Chiefs lost to the Packers, 31-24. Which brings up an argument I want to make: Is Patrick Mahomes a system quarterback? First time, long time. I'll hang up and let you talk.
I mean, no, he's not a system quarterback. He's a great quarterback.
Yeah, I was joking. He's a great quarterback.
But, I mean, we just keep getting it done, don't we? Aaron Jones, 160 receiving yards, 70 rushing yards on 20 touches.
Oof. Man, it's as if Mike McCarthy, it's as if LaFleur's doing what McCarthy couldn't, which is, you know, give your ball to a really good, talented player, seeing as Davante Adams is hurt. And I don't think he's even close to coming back.
I bet you his first game back might be the Panthers game. That would be my guess.
Panthers game? Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, I think y'all enter that stretch where you get to play the Vikings again. You got your Bears game again,
There's the two of the final three. That's 15-16.
Yeah, so I think that's you want him back, and I think that
he'll be back for those games.
I think that now that offense is starting to figure it out, and I think that if you want Aaron Jones to carry you, you could. Rodgers made an amazing touchdown throw where I think that he was throwing
over to Jamal Williams. I will be of the kind that believe he was totally purposefully throwing the ball there.
And I'm of the kind that thinks that Russell Wilson also tried to throw it away, and so I, by default, will say Aaron Rodgers tried to throw it away there. But yeah, I mean, you know, he's a really good quarterback, not the GOAT, but probably the most talented. So yeah, I think that they're clicking in. Kansas City played all right.
Kansas City's a good team.
Yeah, and it doesn't hurt that Andy Reid is your head coach, so I think that he's shown that, you know, whatever quarterback you give him,
I mean, that's made his career so MO. He makes any quarterback look good. This man got Kevin Cobb paid.
And, so, yeah, I mean that it. Yeah, he knows what he's doing, and I think that, you know, the Chiefs are still 5-3, and their division isn't doing anything.
Yeah,
other than the Raiders, other than the Raiders, who I put creep in quotation marks, might keep up on them. You know, they're in control, and I think that it's looking like Mahomes is coming back. Not too far in the future. I mean, people thought that he was coming back this week. He wasn't. I think he wasn't even ruled out till like Friday, maybe, or Saturday.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, they play the Vikings next week. That's a little iffy, but you know, if he comes back against the Titans,
you get the Chargers. That's a good get right game.
Yeah, Titans or Chargers, whichever of those two. So, moving on.
Hang on, before actually, no, I'll get into it later.
Moving on to the
Monday night shit show.
Steelers beat the Dolphins. Steelers come back from being 14 down. It seems like the Dolphins aren't actually trying to lose, but they are. And I have nothing else to say. I didn't watch this game.
I mean, I watched a little bit of it.
Listeners, forgive me for not being a good host and not caring about this game. I want you to show me the receipts that you watched this game, because I literally could not be arsed to watch this game.
I've got no words for the Dolphins.
Yeah, this isn't a game
deserving of my time.
I will say though, that Bengals game, I want to see it in prime time.
Oh God, yes. If week 15 or 14, whenever the Bengals and Dolphins play, they play December 22nd. If they're both 0-14 or 0-15, that'd be week 15. If they're both 0-15, make that the prime time game.
Flex it. Please. We need to. The Tua Bowl.
I need to see that. Just, that's a bucket list moment for me. Oh, combined 28 losses in one NFL game.
And they need to tie.
That'd be a great Christmas present, NFL.
Ravens and Cowboys are on bye. So, now, I'll say them, well, actually, yeah. Nick, your shitty teams?
Yeah, shitty people. Number five, I want to make fun of Kyle Allen, because this dude, he had four turnovers. People were clamoring for him. All the Cam haters wanted him to take the job from Cam Newton because the Panthers were winning without him, even though Kyle Allen wasn't playing well. And now all of a sudden that Kyle Allen played poorly, the rest of his team just couldn't make up for it. Cam can't get back soon enough. They need their franchise quarterback back. I just find it funny that things like that happen. You got anything to say about Kyle Allen?
Hello?
I guess you don't.
Can you repeat that one more time? Sorry. Just had something happen.
Okay, cool. I was just talking about how Kyle Allen shouldn't remain the starter for the Panthers.
Oh, yeah. I don't think either, but I guess, you know. I mean, look, I've said this many times over the last few weeks. I think that he's a solid game manager, but I, too, could hand the ball off to Christian McCaffrey. I, too, could give the ball to Christian McCaffrey. It's not a hard task when you're giving it to an MVP-caliber player. And it's just – I don't know, man. I think that Cam elevates that team. They're just people that, you know, they see that Kyle Allen's not turning the ball – throwing picks. He's still turning the ball over. And it's just that I think that he's solid for what he is. He's filling in for a couple weeks. He played well, but as soon as you play a real team with that actually can, you know, with an actual defense, you want Cam because it just provides variety. He's not, you know, the greatest thrower, but there's a lot more. When you game plan for Cam Newton, you have to account for his legs too. And it just it makes the defense a lot more dynamic.
All right. I also want to take a stab at the Giants. I get that Danny Depression, or whatever we're going to call him when he plays poorly. Well, he didn't play terribly. He threw four touchdowns. He didn't have a pick. But I got to wonder, Saquon Barkley only had 64 yards. 64 yards on the ground against a terrible Detroit rushing defense. Terrible.
I'm also sure this was his first game back. So, you know, he came back from a high ankle sprain.
You see, I don't care.
Okay.
I expect more out of Saquon. I expect more from Saquon Barkley. You've got to do more than 64 rushing yards. He had 79 passing yards and a receiving touchdown. But I still don't care. You better do better against the Detroit Lions defense if you want to carry a franchise. Because Daniel Jones ain't carrying a Giants franchise anywhere. That's something I'm pretty sure of. Number three, all of the Bears kickers just ever in history. This poor team, not poor team because I hate the Bears, but this team can't get a kicker to kick a game-winning field goal to save their lives. And I hope it happens again. I really hope it does because I hate this team.
Well, I think it's just very ironic that, like I said earlier, they stress about kicker. They don't fix their quarterback. All right, your offense finally starts looking good. You run the ball more because running seven times is unacceptable in 2019. Not that it ever was. Not that throwing has ever been. I get it's a throwing. It's a passing league. Not that much. Yeah.
All right, Dan Quinn. I don't know when they're gonna fire this dude. It should have been 2 weeks ago. But Jesus, the Falcons had like some people had Super Bowl aspirations for the Falcons. I thought they'd at least make the playoffs. They're 1-7. This defensive mastermind, Dan Quinn, can't get the defense to hold the team under 400 total yards after losing one player. I don't get it. I don't know why he's not in the unemployment line.
Yeah, I don't know. I already stated enough times what I think should happen to Dan Quinn.
And then the Redskins. Oh, boy. The Redskins somehow have three incompetent quarterbacks. I don't know how they ended up with that, but they got three incompetent quarterbacks. If Case Keenum is the only person who can run your offense, that's a big issue. The quarterback you drafted in the first round can't get it done. The quarterback you picked up in free agency can't get it done. So now Case Keenum is the only dude who can run the sophisticated Redskins offense, which is hand the ball to Adrian Peterson or throw the ball at Terry McLaurin.
Yo, Adrian Peterson's too old to be the offensive cog.
I mean, this is a sad, sad team. Their one win is from the fucking Dolphins. So,
yeah,
no, I'm surprised.
And I think they're starting Dwayne Haskins next week.
Are they? I haven't seen anything about that.
I thought I read somewhere that they're planning on starting Dwayne Haskins, and it's like
that will go so well against the Bills defense.
I don't know. I have him fantasy, so I don't mind. But it's just that team's a mess.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was it. You can go ahead with your fill in for Hayden because he's not here.
All right, give me 1 second.
All right, guys. I hope y'all enjoyed the soothing sound of my voice in that Anchor ad. There are some technical difficulties. Do forgive me for that. But we were going to – our next segment, because Hayden's not here, I did ask him to send me his power rankings. And so these are Hayden's power rankings that all suck. Number 5, the Chiefs. Nick?
I mean, what about it? They lost, so they lose their spot.
All right. 4, 49ers.
He's got them a bit low, but.
Oh, you think the 49ers should be higher? Interesting.
Yeah, I do.
Number 3, the Packers.
I like it.
Number 2, the Saints.
Yep.
And number 1, New England Patriots.
Yep. I mean, that's about how it should go. If it were me, I would have put the Packers at 4, 49ers at 3, solely based off record, but I'm not making it, so.
All right. We're also, right now, we're going to do like a short mid-season review. So just the most impressive team. So I, in my opinion, I think that the 49ers are the most impressive team. I just think that they've run the ball exceptionally well. I think that their defense has played really well. They look good. They have yet to make Jimmy G actually do anything. So I'm really wondering, I really am curious to see how good they do, but I think that so far they look like a pretty good team, and they've played some pretty solid opposition kind of in a couple of games. But I think that they're also going to have an interesting stretch. They have to play the Seahawks and Ravens. So they have some challenging opponents coming up. So, but I think that so far they've looked really good. I don't think anybody expects them to be undefeated.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely didn't expect them to be undefeated. I didn't think this defense would be good at all. Mm-hmm. But Nick Bosa made a hell of a difference. Yeah. Who would have thought?
So what's your most impressed, or what's the team that's impressed you the most?
The Packers have. People are out here talking about how, yeah, 7-1. How Matt LaFleur didn't deserve to be a head coach because he knew Sean McVay, how Rodgers is washed, the team's not good enough, defense sucks, all this dumb shit. You're one of them, Johan. You remember that?
I am.
You talking about how the Packers are going to be your most disappointing team this year?
I did pick them to be most disappointing. And yeah.
Now they're 7-1.
It's not looking too good.
Looks like a phenomenal choice for head coach. He has the best start to a first-year head coaching career than anybody in history. Well, fun fact. No coach has ever started 7-1.
Did not know that. All right, so now our biggest disappointment, I'm picking the Chicago Bears. We knew about their offensive issues kind of last year, and their defense just was extremely – I mean, they're a historic defense last year, and, you know, that team could make up. But I think that what's weird is that the Bears' offense wasn't this bad last year, and that's the most interesting thing. And something happened along the way. Teams figuring out how to play Mitch Trubisky and them just not being able to run the ball. I mean, I think last week going in, we saw like Bears running backs combined had less yards than Jordan Howard did at that point in the season. And it's just like, you know, Matt Nagy was hailed to be this offensive genius, you know, along with how, you know, Andy Reid disciple. And it's just that they're, you know, their defense is still really good. It's not as good as it used to be last year, but I think that it's because you could also blame the offense and just not being good. And, you know, the game you finally move the ball, you run the ball really well. You get your rookie, an exciting, talented rookie out of with David Montgomery. You get him the ball, you see what he can do, and then you end up just being stubborn and thinking that going for a 30 or a 40 something yard field goal when you have 40 seconds to move the ball, put it in better position, you can still spike the ball, right? I think 40 seconds is enough for maybe three plays if you time it correctly or something like that. You know, you, let's say you run the ball one, I don't know, I'm not, I also, timing is weird in the NFL, but I think with 40 seconds that's more than enough time to run at least one or two plays. And you just don't. And it's just like you're getting in your own way. You're acting too smart. And it's just like it's getting to them. And you lost four games. The Packers are 7-1. You lost four games. The Packers are 7-1. The Vikings aren't giving up. They're good. I'm pretty sure they're what? Maybe one game behind the Packers? 5-2, I want to say?
They're 1.5. They're 6-2.
1.5. 6-2. Lost their head. So, I mean, like, you're giving up space. And it's not like, you know, the Seahawks are a wild card team. You know, the Rams are right there. The Panthers are right there. You have a bunch of teams ahead of you, and you still have half the season to make it up. And I just think that they have to, because that defense is too good, and that something, either they either make it to the playoffs because Matt Nagy figures something out, or there are going to be some changes to it over the offseason. And I don't know if Matt Nagy will be fired. I think it's too early.
No, to you fire can't fire him yet. But
I think that you're going to be looking really hard at your quarterback position this offseason. So,
I mean, he somehow ended up with the worst QB in the division, so.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Couldn't have happened to a worse team.
And your biggest disappointment?
Mine was the Chargers. Mostly off the fact that Johan here picked them to go undefeated. Some reason. But, I mean, what are they now? Are the Chargers 2-5? Or are they 3-4?
They are still the one seed in my heart.
All right, so. They have a very poor record. People were thinking they could challenge the Patriots. They might challenge the Chiefs. It could win the division, compete for
AFC title. When you say people, you mean me, right?
and so some other dumb people that work at certain sports networks.
Yeah. You
just look at that team overall. Like Melvin Gordon held out for nothing, and now he can't get more than 2 yards per carry.
It's at least they got outcharged by the Bears this weekend. But I guess same with last year and the year before, they have a weird thing where they start off really badly in the beginning of the season. So who knows? I really don't know what's going to happen with the Chargers. Honorary mention, the Cleveland Browns, because you got hyped like crazy and now you're looking like frauds. So yeah. All right. And I guess last part of the midseason review is MVP. So would you like to go?
My pick is Aaron Rodgers.
Oh.
And another, I may be a homer, but right now he's second in passing yards. He's first in touchdowns. He's first in touchdown interception ratio. Ooh. He always is. He just won FedEx Air Player of the Week. He's quarterbacked this team to a 7-1 record with a brand new head coach and a brand new offensive scheme without his two best receivers and a banged up offensive line. I mean, he's just doing it again.
Yeah, I've been struggling kind of with it because I really like Deshaun, and I kind of said Lamar, but probably Russell Wilson's my pick, just as I think that with the thing that impresses me with Russell Wilson, he's so limited by his offensive coordinator, and I had an argument with somebody that Russell Wilson is just so limited, but he does so much for that team, and it's like, well, and I'm like, I think that. If he played an offense for Andy Reid or something like that, you put him to throw 40 times. I think he puts up Patrick Mahomes type numbers, and it's like, well, he's, maybe he's successful because of that scheme. I'm like, no. I think that if you put Russell Wilson in the right scenario, and not even the right scenario, he's in, he's not even in the right scenario, if we're being honest. He's not able to be the quarterback he wants to be, but he, you give him 20 throws, you give him 30 throws, you give him 40 throws, he's effective regardless. And he has a Seahawks team in a good position, so. I think that they're two games down the 49ers. They still got both games. So I think that, they still have a chance there. So,
and I'd also like to point out the Washington Nationals have won the World Series.
Oh, wow. I guess I'm behind because I'm at one out. And I just saw Altuve get struck out.
The first time ever that an MLB team is an MLB World Series has gone to 7 games, and the away team has won every single game.
Look at that, an NL East team winning the World Series. Yeah,
couldn't be the Braves because they like to lose 14-0 in one inning.
So, all right. Well, that has been the mid-season
quick little mid-season review.
So let's move on to Pigskin.
No, because I see you still gotta play the game.
Oh, you
gotta play my game. You're not locked in here with me. I fucked that up.
You messed that up.
I'm not locked in here with you. You're locked in here with me.
Ooh.
The famous words of Rorschach.
I call bottom bunk.
All right. Raekwon McMillan, Johan, who does he play
what
for?
What the fuck, man? Washington Redskins.
Nope, Miami Dolphins, outside linebacker. Juwan James, former North Carolina High School graduate.
Oh, man, I'm so upset I don't know.
I pick easy ones. These are all recognizable players.
How do I not know where Juwan James is at?
I'll give you a hint. Formerly of the Dolphins.
Yeah, I know he's formerly of the Dolphins.
Trade for a first-round pick.
Because
isn't everybody on that roster?
Fuck, I should have. Oh, man. I'm going to say... Fuck, the Jaguars?
Nope, played for the Broncos.
Well, Broncos, I did not know.
Alex
he's
Light.
Way before my Alex Light. Oh my gosh, I'm not gonna get any of these right. let's see. I'm gonna go with Arizona Cardinals.
No, Green Bay Packers.
Jesus, man.
Okay, if you don't get this one, I'll be kinda irritated.
Jermaine Ifedi. Why do I know this name? I know this name, but why can't I think? Is he a Patriots player?
No, he plays the Seahawks. First round pick.
Come on. I don't know.
Offensive lineman.
That's hey, look, as a former offensive lineman, nobody cares about us. Unless you play left tackle.
Unless, or you're Michael Vick's right tackle.
Yeah, or you play 4 years for Clemson and then end up on the practice team because – never mind. What was I saying? Right. But, yeah, we can move on to
Pick School. There we go. They have moved to 0-16. We've reached Dolphin levels of sadness.
Yeah, it's not looking too good. All right, Nick. The 49ers travel to Arizona to face the Arizona Cardinals Thursday night football. Called by, I think this is probably their first Fox game, maybe, now that the World Series is done.
I want to actually say no, it's not. But I might be wrong.
I hope not. I'll be watching NBA on TNT instead. But yeah, Joe Buck. Is it Theismann who does it? No, it's not Theismann. Troy Aikman, what the heck? Why did Theismann come in my mind? Troy Aikman, Joe Buck will be on the call for this one. So, let's see. I'm trying to find the line. The 49ers are 10.5-point favorites on the road, and I'm going to take the 49ers.
As will I, because that defense just seems far too dominant in defense travels.
All right. Next up, Texans visit the Jaguars, 9:30 a.m.
Oh, I'm very sorry. Very sorry.
Actually, this isn't a 9:30 game.
It is a 9:30 a.m. game.
Oh, was I? I thought my game. Okay, is it the London game?
It's the London game, and I have very big fantasy interest in this game.
All right. Well, Texans are 1.5-point favorites on,
and I am picking the Jaguars.
Ooh.
Because I need Gardner Minshew to go off. I really need this. I have
selfish
Gardner Minshew
purposes.
I have DJ Shark.
I can't believe you taint the Pigskin Pick'em.
Oh hell yeah!
I'm taking the Texans.
All right, good.
But it's going to be interesting because now that J.J. Watt's gone, I think Barkevious Mingo and somebody else have to fill in. So Leonard Fournette will be just munching on that defense. He is going to absolutely wreck it. I could see why you picked an upset. Moving on.
Okay, word to LaRod Stevens howling out there.
Next is the Redskins. They play the Buffalo Bills Buffalo.
Okay. Next.
Bills are 10-point favorites. Yep. All right. Here's a good matchup.
Revenge game for Eddie
Revenge
Pinheiro.
Game. Yep. Where's Cody Parkey when you need him? The Chicago Bears travel to Philly and play the Philadelphia Eagles, a 1 p.m. game. This could have been flexed, if we're being honest. Actually, couldn't have.
The game that was flexed was the Packers game this week.
Yeah, I don't know why that.
They got flexed for next week. Never mind.
I would have much preferred this game over Packers Chargers because I think I already know who's winning that game.
Yeah.
But the Eagles are 5-point favorites at home. I think that I'm going to take the. I'm going to take. Never mind. I'm not ready to make a pick. I have to talk myself through it. So, my question, do you think Trubisky plays well? Bad secondary?
No, because Trubisky is not capable of playing well.
Okay. And I think, thinking through that, the Bears' defense is pretty good, and they might be able to put pressure on Carson Wentz, but I think that Philly at home, they're going to be able to neutralize that offense because they're not going to be able to run the ball. And I don't trust Mitchell Trubisky. Mitchell Trubisky's going to throw up 55 times for, I think,
200
go
yards, a touchdown.
22 for 55, 215 yards, and 3 picks.
Huh.
It's a horrible stat.
That's a Kirk Cousins stat line.
But yeah, I'm picking the Eagles, and I'm guessing you. Who did you also pick them?
I'm also picking the Eagles because God forbid I ever pick the Bears.
All right, moving on. The Tennessee Titans travel to Carolina to play the Panthers. I think Kyle Allen's still starter. Panthers are 4-point favorites, and
Kyle
Allen has
already been ruled. He was ruled the starter Monday morning.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Panthers in this one. I think that
I am too. Actually, I'm not. I'm picking the Titans.
Ooh,
yeah.
The what is it?
Ryan Tannehill breakout season. All you got to do is get away from Miami.
Continues.
Leaving South Beach for greener pastures and.
I don't know Nashville. If Carolina is exactly a greener pasture. Nashville is greener pastures.
It's drunker pastures.
It is. What is it? The Las Vegas of the East is what they call it?
I don't know.
Either. I heard it's like
Vegas. I have no idea. He's already going to Nashville, so. Don't ask me.
I think I've been there a couple of times when I was a lot younger before it became.
I'm sorry.
I wanted to say I want to go there, but then I remembered that the like Bass Pro Shops pyramid is in Memphis. Yeah. So I want to travel
I've been
to Memphis.
I've been to that pyramid. It's a cool place.
Oh, man. I want to go there so badly. All right. Colts.
Lots of rednecks.
It's like Colts visit the. Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Mama, we made it.
Then they take when they do the pilgrimage. It's yeah, to that.
That's where they're
to that pyramid.
Yeah, the Mormons pilgrimage to like wherever, the rednecks pilgrimage to Memphis.
Yep.
Sometimes to Macon, Georgia.
To Macon, Georgia. I don't know where my sister showed me that like Macon was one of the shittiest city in Georgia, and I kind of chuckled. I know. I whenever we go on road trips, or we go, you know, somewhere. If I see the Macon Coliseum, I don't know where
the Macon Coliseum.
I'll see the Macon Coliseum. I'm like, oh, I know where we are. We're in Macon.
We're in the boondocks now. All right,
they have a Chick-fil-A and a Five Guys, and that's it. And like a Holiday Inn Express.
like dirty ass hotel.
But yeah, moving on. The Steelers. Bugs. Steelers play the Colts. Steelers host.
I'm picking the Colts.
And the Colts are—it's a pick'em. Interesting.
Hey, my preseason prediction of the 12-4 Steelers is still alive.
Oh man, yeah, I'm gonna take the Colts in this one.
Right, that's fair. I'm also picking the Colts. So,
yep.
After that sad-ass performance against the Dolphins, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, good for Juju for finally having a good performance, and James Conner looked pretty good. It's also the Dolphins.
Yeah.
I think anybody would love to play the Dolphins at this point, which we'll talk about them in a second. Because if you want to talk about a get right game, oh boy. But yeah, the Vikings play the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't see a line, so this seems like it's going to be a pick'em. I'm very curious as to seeing, you know, how much they want to throw the ball in this game.
I don't see the whole thing. I'm thinking, I don't think Patrick Mahomes is going to play. It doesn't make sense for him to play.
It wouldn't.
So I'm going to pick the Vikings, but if Mahomes plays, I'm picking the Chiefs. I'm going to go back in and do that pick.
I think you want Mahomes to play this game if you're the Chiefs, but I don't think you force him in it because you know, you look at your division and it's inept. So I think that I want to take the Vikings, and I think I am just because I think that I think they'll expose that Chiefs run defense that the Broncos didn't. A few weeks ago, I'm just mad because Philip Lindsay got me no fantasy points. But yeah, I think that the Vikings could probably win this, and maybe Kirk Cousins plays well. I'm just really wondering that in these big games, are they going to start? It's not a primetime game; it's a 1 p.m. or so. Maybe he might be able to play well because he didn't play well in the primetime game that we just had, or he played well, but he didn't, you know, show off. All right, a get right game for the ages. The New York Jets travel to Miami. I did not know that the Jets were one game above the Dolphins. I assumed that.
Their one win is the Cowboys.
Which is just came like 2 weeks ago. The Jets are 3-point favorites, and I'm going to take the Jets.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'll pick the Jets, but. Yeah, only because it's the Dolphins.
Darnold will not be seeing ghosts this game. Would you be shocked if the Jets lose?
Part of me, I'll say yes, because. I want to be like real spicy. You pick the Dolphins, but also no, because there's no way you lose to the Dolphins, right?
Yeah. Let's see. I also think that Le'Veon Bell is probably going to enjoy this one. It's about time. He gets unleashed.
Yeah. All right. Try and acquire him in all fantasy leagues if you can.
Don't you own him? No, you got away. You got rid of him. Oh, you own him? No, you don't.
I own him in one league. Don't own him in ours.
You own him in ours?
No, Tucker has him. Oh, you in don't. Right. My work league, I have him.
I tried to get him in some of my leagues, but it's not working out so far. Lions play the Raiders. Raiders are 2-point favorites at home. I will take the Lions in this one.
I'm going to pick the Raiders.
Interesting.
You know, I'll pick the Autumn Wind.
Oh, man.
Autumn Wind is a Raider here to pillage. Hey, I mean, I'm picking them mostly because I don't like the Lions. But
I just want to say that if you ever just want to watch something really cool, watch old NFL films. Just the voiceovers, the music, everything was amazing.
Yeah. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Seattle Seahawks.
Ooh, Jameis Winston, get right game. This one is for sure, and I'm still taking the Seahawks.
Hold on a minute. Off the topic here, I'm also picking the Seahawks. Kareem Hunt was a free agent in our league?
Yeah.
I need to do more research into the free agents. I assume all you idiots are like keeping these good players instead of cutting them.
All.
Why did Andrew cut Kareem Hunt after holding him for 6 weeks?
I didn't have him.
Yeah, Andrew had him.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. Let's see. The Browns play the Broncos. Browns are 3-point favorites. And I think that, you know, maybe Myles Garrett will put some pressure on whoever it is that they're starting. What is it, Brandon Allen? Yeah.
Yeah,
Brandon Allen. I don't know. So I'll pick the Browns to win their third game of the season. I'm assuming you're taking the Browns too. Oh no, you're still picking.
I'll pick the Browns. There's no way I'm picking an undrafted rookie to win his first game. I'll pick the Browns.
All right. The Packers visit beautiful, sunny, neutral site, Los Angeles. They should still be the San Diego Chargers, to be honest. But the Packers are 4-point favorites on the road on the Sunday Nighter. Almost said the Sunday Nighter. Is there no Sunday Nighter this week?
Oh, there is. It's the Patriots Ravens.
Oh, sorry. It's not showing up for me. Okay. Well, my bad. The Packers play the Chargers. I'm assuming this is going to be
8-1
Romo game. I'm with you. I think that the Packers win this one. I don't see the Chargers really beating this team. All right. Sunday Night Football. New England Patriots travel to Denver and play the Baltimore Ravens. I'm taking the Patriots, but I think I'm really interested in seeing how Bill Belichick handles Lamar Jackson, because I think you could take his passing. I don't think you could really take away his running. You could maybe try to neutralize it. I don't know how much it could work. I also think that I forgot his name. Hollywood Brown comes back, so that could be a pretty solid addition. And I think Jimmy Smith is back, so they're getting some defensive pieces. So it's going to be really interesting to see how the Ravens look this week. But I think that the Patriots win this one.
Yeah, I'll pick the Patriots too, just because why the fuck would I pick against them?
Yeah, the Patriots are 3.5-point favorites in that one. And Monday Night Football. Dun-dun-dun-dun. The Dallas Cowboys travel to MetLife to play the Giants. Cowboys are 7-point favorites on the road. Any Danny Dimes miracles at home this week?
Hell no.
Yep, I'm taking the Cowboys. It's
gonna be the Cowboys.
I feel bad because all my picks can always like chalk picks, but like I'd rather pick chalk picks than like get caught being a dumbass. Well,
you picking chalk, by the way, I only missed one game last week.
Interesting.
So that great week has vaulted me into second place, and you're now down to third.
Oh man. I think Hayden did his
he did his
stuff already. Yeah. Oh, am I watching an old Deontay Wilder fight? Interesting. Okay, but yeah. And the score I think will be 7 points. That's interesting. That's I'll take the Cowboys winning 27 to 17. I think they covered.
What was your 27-17?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Cowboys are going to score 34 and the Giants are going to get 17.
All right. So we both have them at 17. You just predict Cowboys to score.
Yeah, that Giants defense is like paper mache, dude. They're not stopping anything. Like wet toilet paper.
Yeah. Also, what's really interesting is Zeke's not playing too bad. Which is weird because I saw, like, you know, that now that running backs are getting paid, they're not really living up to their contracts. I'm like, well, looks like Zeke's probably being the only one that is. But, yeah. And then on buys, Atlanta, Cincinnati, the Rams, and the Saints. So, yeah. All right, well, guys, sorry for a messy messy episode, more on my part. Had some technical difficulties. But, yeah. we will see y'all next week, and thank you for listening.